Good morning. My name is Greg Frank. I'm the hearings officer. I'll be hearing three cases during this session, all of which relate to TriMet exclusion. So if you're here for a TriMet exclusion and you saw your name out on the board out there, you're probably in the right spot. Let me talk to you all, particularly those of you who received the exclusion and who have asked for this hearing. Let me talk to you first so you have some idea where we're going with this and what I'm my process is. My name is Greg Frank. I am a hearings officer. I'm employed by the City of Portland Auditor's Office. All right? The Auditor's Office, theoretically and conceptually and policy-wise, is in place to take rules and regulations and determine whether or not the evidence fits or doesn't fit those kind of rules and regulations and rule accordingly. Theoretically, I'm like a judge, but I am not a judge. This is a civil process and not a criminal process. You'll notice I'm wearing a suit, not a robe. We're not at the courthouse, so we are a little bit less formal than we would be if we were down there. But my role is much the same. The thing that I don't have here is a lot of discretion. I'm given the job of making a decision based on whatever the relevant laws or rules are in place, and then listen to the evidence and determine whether or not those rules have been theoretically broken or not broken. That's what I'm here to do. That's all I talk about me. The rest of it's pretty much about you. This is a recorded hearing. I want you to understand that means more than just what it sounds like when it first comes out of my mouth. It's a recorded hearing. You will be able to listen to the recording of this hearing if you so desire. There's some cards back by the door where you first walked in, and on those have our website. And if you go to our website and you go to hearing recordings, then you can access, by using your case number, you can access your hearing recording. All that sounds well and good, I guess, but there's actually some side consequences of that that I want you to be fully cognizant of, aware of, all right? And that is that not only we don't restrict just you to listen to this hearing or these hearings, but in fact anyone who has access to the internet, has access to your name, and plugs it, Googles your name, theoretically it may well pop up our hearing recording, and they have access to listening to that recording. The reason I'm making such a big deal of this is that if you have something that you want to talk to me about that you don't necessarily want everybody in the world, and that's truly the World Wide Web, you don't want everybody in the world to have access to, let me know. Say, can we go off the record? Can we not talk about this on the recording? I'll figure that part out. I will have the recording turned off. We'll talk about whatever it is that you may wish to talk about, and then we'll go back on the record. But I would like to know what it is that's personal or confidential. Often people want to talk about their driver's license number or their addresses or their medical history or something that has to do with a disability or whatever. I consider those all really personal, honestly. And from my perspective, what I don't want you to do is feel like I've imposed upon your confidential information or your personal information. I will do my best to avoid that. I'm not going to bring it up again. All right, so if you're up here and you just start talking and having a grand old time and you bring up personal information, I can't go back and unwind it. All right? So be very careful. So think about what you want me to hear. I'm not trying to tell me that you can't give me your whole story, but if there's something that you believe is confidential, I want to make sure that we don't put that on the recording. So I talked a long time about that. I'm now done with it. It's up to you to be responsible if you have something like that to talk about. All right, in a TriMet exclusion hearing, my job is to determine whether or not it's more probable than not that the person who was excluded in fact did what they were said to do. That's what I'm going to decide today. I will make a decision. It's kind of like the old Romans, thumbs up, thumbs down. There's nothing pointing sideways. It's either going to be a valid exclusion or it's going to be a not valid exclusion. All right. If I determine that it's not more probable that you did what you said to have done, then I will, in essence, throw the exclusion out, and you had to come down here and talk to me, but you don't have any more exclusion anymore. So theoretically, you're going to be writing TriMet as if you had no exclusion. So if I find that it's not valid, that you leave here and we're done. If I find the exclusion is valid, then I'm going to ask you to stick around because we will consider the possibility of allowing you to continue to ride, even though the exclusion's valid, you'll have the ability, perhaps, to continue to ride under limited circumstances, okay? That's what I'm going to do. A lot of people come up here and say, well, I want to tell you all about my needs. I don't care about your needs to start with. I care about whether or not the exclusion's valid. That's what I care about. If it's not valid, you don't have to tell me about your needs. If it is valid, we'll talk about those things. And that's where sometimes that personal information may come up and you want to go off the record. All right. So that's what I'm going to be doing today, and that's what I'm going to be asking you to do. When people talk about the validity of the exclusion, in other words, that decision that I have to make, they say sort of one of three kinds of things. I did it. I didn't do it. Or here's kind of what really happened. It's a little bit true and a little bit not true. All of that is good stuff. I'm here to listen to that, okay? And please let me know what that is. When I call your name, I'd like you to come up if you're the excluded party and sit at one of those two microphones. If you have a witness that you're going to have testify on your behalf, have them take the other seat. All right? I will talk to you about the whole witness business if, in fact, there is one. If you're representing TriMet today, you will take a seat over to my right, your left, at the seat that's kind of perpendicular to all of us, okay? You'll notice that every one of those seats has a microphone because we really care about what you say. You will not, no one will be speaking from the audience. You will only be speaking at a microphone. All right. I will be asking you some questions. I will ask you, number one, your first name, last name, spell your last name. If your first name is subject to multiple spellings, I'll ask you to spell it too, because I can misspell almost anything. All right, so I will ask you that. Secondly, is I'm going to ask if we mailed something to you. In other words, did you get something from us? And it's almost always yes, because you don't show up here unless you got something in the mail. But I'm going to ask you that silly question anyway, and I'm going to ask you whether or not that address is okay to continue to use so that I can send out my decision. Once again, I don't want to put on the oral record your address. If, in fact, it's not the okay address, let me know. You'd send my decision to another address, and we'll give you a piece of paper. You'll write it down, and we'll put it in. All right? So I will ask you that. The third question I'll ask you, and if you've got your stuff here with you, I'm going to ask you if you looked at the Statement of Rights. Okay, if you haven't looked at the Statement of Rights, I will simply go off the record and make you read the Statement of Rights, because I need you to look at that, and I need you to have read that and understand that. All right? And fourth, I will ask you, is there anything else in those documents that you were mailed that I'm not supposed, that you don't want me to look at? All right. Before I come in here, the only thing I look at is a copy of your exclusion to figure out, at least on a first blush basis, what the reason was you were excluded. So if it was for not having an affair or smoking or whatever it happens to be, I will look at that because I want to make sure I know what the rules, applicable rules are, so that I can apply whatever the evidence is to those rules. All right. So I'll be asking you those questions. First person I'm looking for is Rachel Falls.
I have a video.
Are you going to give it to us? Because whatever we get, we keep. We are very possessive.
Oh, I mean, it's on my phone.
Why don't you talk about it and see whether or not. We haven't done any of the stuff that I said we were going to do first. So take a seat.
Okay.
First name, last name. Spell your last name, please.
My first name is Rachel. My last name is Falls. F-A-L-L-S.
And Rachel's R-A-C-H-A-L?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I could have done something with that and made it wrong.
I spell it E-L, but legally it's A-L.
All right, so I just want to let's stay legal. All right, did we send you something in the mail, Ms. Falls?
Yeah, I received this in the mail.
Is that the right address?
Oh, yes.
And should we continue to use that address?
Yeah.
All right, did you look at the Statement of Rights?
Is it on the back?
It's in there somewhere, I hope.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure I did. I've read the entire thing. Yeah,
all right.
I have read that.
Is there anything you want to ask me about, tell me about, question me about, challenge me about?
Pertaining to the Statement of Rights.
Just that? Yeah.
No.
Is there anything in those documents that you do not want me to look at in making my decision?
No.
I will be admitting Exhibits 1 through and including 11. All right. Would you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear a firm testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Now you can tell me what you want to tell me. Is there an officer here for this case? You need to come up and be active, proactive. You need to be getting up here.
Okay, so should I start with the TriMet?
Go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, I was reading the statement, and he said that I was very aggressive and I used inappropriate language, and I guess that was the real reason why I got the exclusion, but, and I have videos of it. Nowhere did I use inappropriate language, and I was not aggressive towards him at all. Let's see, I had valid fare, and I still have that fare to this day. He thought I was raising my voice, but, you know, we're on a max going through tunnels, you know, so you kind of have to speak up a little bit, you know, and, you know, that's just it. And, all I asked him was a simple question, and, you know, I asked him why he felt the need, or why he was hassling people, you know, and, you know, he could have, I mean, I guess, like, I don't know, I just think, you know, I have the right to ask questions without being, you know, having consequences, you know, I mean, I do have freedom of speech as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, you know, so, yeah, but I mean, I don't know if you want to watch this or not. But yeah.
My problem is it's very difficult for me to watch it and put it in the record if I don't get to keep it, and I'm sure you don't want me to have your phone.
Yeah. I was told that I could use my phone as evidence, so.
Who told you that?
I think her name is Anna Harmon.
Garmin?
Yeah.
Okay.
I talked to her on the phone yesterday.
You can. I'm just telling you that if you want it to be part of the record.
I mean, if you have internet,
I'm not going to look at the internet.
Okay.
So. Why don't we do this? Let's see what transpires throughout the rest of the hearing, and then let me determine whether or not I need to, it would be helpful for me.
Okay.
All right. Anything else you want to tell me?
I mean, no, other than that, you know, what's in this statement is not true. You know, I never used inappropriate language, you know, and that's really getting me because, you know, it's a false statement and, you know, I don't feel that that's right at all.
All righty. What I will do now is I'm going to ask the gentleman sitting to your left for his first name, last name,
okay.
And spell your last name, if you do that, sir.
My name's last name Farah, F-A-R-A-H, first name Ali, A-L-I.
And your mailing address at work, please?
Your work mailing address?
Work
yeah.
Mailing address.
6145. I get my mail address through TriMet.
Work. Okay, that's a work mailing address. This
yeah.
is. I don't want your residential mail.
Okay,
address.
Yeah. I get my mail address through TriMet, and it was right.
We will use the TriMet general address then. All right, do you have any questions? And what I'm going to do, Ms. Falls, is I allow him to ask questions, and after he testifies, I'll allow you to ask questions. It's like cross-examination in a trial show. All right? But what I'm going to do is ask it one question at a time and allow the person to answer. Do you have any questions of Ms. Falls?
Well, I mean, what she said, the statement
no,
she
no, made. I don't want a statement. It's going to have a question mark at the end of everything that you say now.
No, I don't have a question.
All right. Do you have any additional witnesses, Mr. Falls?
No. I don't have anybody here that's a witness.
All right. Sir, if you'll raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear a firm testimony about to give us truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Now you can tell me what happened leading up to the exclusion.
Well, what happened was... Ms. Falls was so aggressive because as I was dealing with some other customers in between Washington Bag and Goose Hollow, she was constantly talking and she was constantly using every name, including how horrible TriMet is, how horrible as in TriMet supervisors we are. She was recording and she was talking about the things like she thinks like that we make people's life harder rather than make it easy. So And that is when I was dealing with someone else who did not have a fair. She was just trying to instigate a problem within the system, within inside the train. And when I came to her and I asked her if she had a fair, she showed a fair, and I said, I need to see your ID, because her language and her behavior was very inappropriate at the time as we were going through the tunnel. And she did refuse to provide ID, and she said, no, I'm not going to provide an ID. And as a supervisor, we have a right to ask the ID to make sure if someone had any prior violation or so. And then that forced me to call a police so I can verify who she is. And there was a police officer in Kings Hill that have asked her to provide the ID. She did refuse though, but she provided, at the end, she provided her name. So I read her the exclusion because she was behaving inappropriately. She was using a profanity language to put the organization as well as myself, and she was uncooperative to provide her ID, and I made a decision to issue the exclusion.
Anything else, sir?
No, sir.
Ms. Falls, do you have any questions, or I'm going to remind you one at a time, let him answer if you do have questions.
Okay. So I did show you valid fare, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So if I showed you valid fare, do I not have the right to ask you a question, you being a government representative?
You were not asking the right question, but you were rather intimidating and harassing my job, my ability to conduct what I was doing, and you were not asking a fair question at all. You were just telling me we make people's life harder. So that was not a question at all. And you video that, and you have that video, I'm sure.
I do, but I
never... You're not answering questions, you're asking questions.
Okay. So, I was just wondering, let's see. So, I remember, I told you from the get-go, you know, that I would give you my name and that you could run my name. And I was wondering, like, why was it necessary to call in the other police officers, and why did you and the other man walk away from that? Because I feel that...
You're not feeling anything. You're asking questions.
Okay, so why did you and the other man walk away rather than talk to me about a situation that had to do with me?
When we ask someone to provide an ID, if the person does not show an ID, we have a right to call police to verify who that person is. And that's why we called police, to verify who you were. You did not provide the ID we have asked you to determine whether you have a prior violation, whether you have a prior issue within the system. And when you don't provide the ID, we have called for help for the police to provide the proper ID that we were looking for.
And another question I want to ask you is, what inappropriate language did I use?
I'm sorry, what is it?
What inappropriate language did I use?
You've been talking from, starting from Washington.
I'll be gone from here if I hear any more. Go ahead and answer, please.
You've been talking and raising your voice from Washington Bog all the way to Goose Hollow, and you've been asking things like, we have made people's life harder rather than making it easy. We don't have a life. Things like that. Those are very inappropriate language, and that was an excessiveness as well, instigating for the rest of the public that was riding on the train at the time.
But what I'm asking you is, did I use any swear words? Because to me, that's what inappropriate language is.
To me, what you were asking me and the way you were talking were inappropriate and intimidating.
Sir, hold up. She asked, did you use any swear language? Did she use any swear language? I'd like you to answer that question, please.
I'm not sure what does she mean, swear language. I'm not sure what she looked
like. Did I say any curse words?
No, you do not use any F word or things like that, if that's what you're looking for.
Okay. think that's all.
Anything else you want to tell me, sir?
The only thing I could tell you is that Ms. Falls, she deliberately trying to intimidate and harass for what we do. And she's been constantly talking from Washington back all the way to Kings Hill. I have tried to ask her to respect that we were doing our job, but rather than accepting what I was trying to tell, she raised her voice and she just called names for being who we are, being questioning what we do as an organization as well as what we do. And that's all I have to say at this point.
Anything else, sir?
No, sir.
Anything you want to tell me at this point in time, Ms. Falls?
I just want you to know that I did not call anyone names. Anyway, I didn't call anyone names. I did make some statements. I told him, that we all had a hard day's work, and, I understand he's doing his job, but I mean, how do I explain it? Basically, what I'm trying to say is I didn't call him any names at all. That's not true.
All right. I'm not going to take a look at your video. I'm going to find the exclusions not valid. I'm going to find the exclusions not valid because under the section that of the TriMet code that she was excluded. I just can't find it really fits well. With that said, in essence, Ms. Falls, you win. Now I get to say that we have people like Mr. Farah come in all the time. They don't live a particularly enjoyable life because people are upset when they ask about fares and they're defensive and they get aggressive with their language, defensive with their language, and it comes out as not particularly appropriate. I will tell you that my experience with the supervisors, and I ride TriMet on a regular basis, I get checked every once in a while. Even I don't particularly like getting checked very much, only because it feels like an invasion just because you're checked. But I will tell you that gives you absolutely no right to go up and make their life any more difficult than it already is. This was a pretty close call, in my opinion, I believe that I could have, although I didn't, I could have found that your actions were disruptive to the function of the safe operation of the TriMet system, simply because they're part of the system, and when they're talking to somebody else, and I believe the supervisor was telling me the truth with that, he was talking to somebody else, when you came up to him or initially, it's just inappropriate behavior. So I'm telling you, you come in front of me again and it's that close of a call, it's the same call, I may well not find you find it the same as well. I'm not saying that you use curse words. I'm not saying that you can't have an elevated voice in a MAX train because sometimes they're noisy. But it seems to me that some reasonable consideration on your part, some reasonable belief that this person is trying to do a job for your benefit as well as everyone else's benefit, would give you a feeling that you should give him some respect, at least by not instigating and not continuing to instigate a conversation. And when somebody comes up and says, I'd like your ID, they do have the right to ask for the ID. They do have the right to ask for the police to come and check your ID. What I can't find is under this particular section that there's just enough proof that section was violated. That doesn't mean that I agree totally with your behavior, and that's why I'm saying what I just am now. So the exclusion will not be valid. You will be able to ride. I don't need to know what you need or don't need from a TriMet's perspective. We will close the hearing. Thank you for coming.